Marsha Ball is a blues musician who's synonymous with New Orleans Jazz Fest and good time music. Her lively songs are contagious and a joy to hear, whether in an outside venue like Jazz Fest on Delbert McClinton's Blues Cruise or in an indoor show like the Woodward Theater. She's bringing her band to the Woodward on Main Street and over the Rhine May 29th to share her new album, Shine Bright, on Alligator Records. Marsha Ball, it's an honor to speak with you today.
Thank you very much.
Since it's only been a few days since you were on stage at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, you had some wonderful folks on the Gentilly stage before and after you, a dream lineup. Tell us about that day at Fest last week.
Well, I was there for Zachary Richard, who played before us, who I love, and who doesn't really play often enough around home. He spends a lot of time in Quebec and in France, and so it's always a thrill to see Zachary play, and see, he's always got new music, and so that was great. And then after us was the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and they're, you know, just on the road all the time now, and this classic sound of New Orleans. And then after that, if you want really classic New Orleans, it was Aaron Neville, and I was hanging on every word.
Yeah, and sadly, his brother passed away recently.
Oh, man, it was really sad. He sang A Change Is Gonna Come, and I don't know how he got through it. I mean, we were all crying. And they had a picture of Charles up on the big Jumbotron screen while he played, and it was really sad. Sad, anyway, about losing Charles.
Well, turning to something brighter, what kind of food did you eat at Fest this year?
My goodness, we did have fun. At the festival, the fried oyster spinach salad, you know, which gives you the illusion of eating healthy. The mango freeze, which I always have to have. Oh, I had the catfish. Some people who do the pecan catfish, and they also do crab cakes. And so I did the combo.
Oh, my goodness.
But then we went also, I didn't overeat at the festival because we ate in... My buds and I, who were running around together, we ate in Upper Line, we ate at Ralph's on the Park, we ate at Bayona, so we kind of made the rounds.
There's a lot of good food and music in New Orleans, that's for sure.
We had a wonderful time. We saw a lot of great music. I saw great music on Thursday when we were just walking around at the fairgrounds. I saw John Mooney, which was great. I saw a wonderful, mostly women band from Lafayette called Bonsoir Catin, which was wonderful. We saw Ruthie Foster on the day that we played. Just walking around, we just saw and heard, you know, you hear it out of the corner of your ear. You hear great music that you might not even know what it is, and but you pause.
Well, Thursdays are definitely my favorite to be there. There's not as big a crowd on the second weekend Thursday.
No, they pretty much acknowledged that, and they have started calling it Local Thursday and Locals Day, and the price is lower to get in, and it's really distinctly more involved with the jazz and heritage. That was the way the festival started out.
Well, now let's turn to your new album, Shine Bright, on Alligator. That title track is pretty special, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That's what I set out to do, is to, you know, encourage people to shine bright, to perform acts of good and stand out, take a stand and for good. So it's getting some play and people are resonating. And I think there's as many on this record. I've never had so many like anthemic songs where I look up and everybody's saying, shine bright, you know, just singing along. Or you can be the light of the party. You can be the light of the party. It's really kind of fun.
You wrote 8 of 12 songs on Shine Bright, including the title track.
9 of the 12, yeah. 3 covers. There's a Jesse Winchester cover, an Ernie Cado cover, and a Ray Charles. And I wrote 2 songs with Gary Nicholson, 1 with Kimmy Rhodes, The World Full of Love, with singing with me on it as a duet, The Life of the Party with Mike, my guitar player, and 1 that really came to me almost complete, When the Mardi Gras is Over, with Shelley King and Tim Cooke.
Well, I noticed that the songs were recorded in 2 studios, 1 in Louisiana and the other in Austin, and you had different musicians on the sessions, although some were the same. Which musicians will be on the road with you coming to the Woodward on May 29th?
Well, my band, which is Mike Shermer on guitar, Don Bennett on bass, Eric Bernhardt on sax, and Corey Keller on drums, played on the record on three songs, and then Mike and Eric played a lot on all the other songs. I used different rhythm sections, and the first thing we did was go down to Louisiana and record four of the songs down there. And mainly I wanted to record one song in particular, which is the Jesse Winchester song called Take a Little Louisiana. From the first time I heard it, I knew that I wanted to get Roddy Romero and Yvette Landry to sing with me on it. And they are both Lafayette musicians. So I called down there to my friend Eric Adcock, who's a B3 player in a band with Roddy. And he put together the whole session at Dockside, which is a legendary studio outside of Lafayette, right on Bayou Vermilion. You go out there, you can stay out there at the studio and you record. B.B. King loved it. Dr. John loves it. Buckwheat Zydeco loved it. Made his Grammy-winning album there. And so knowing I wanted to do the one, it wasn't worth going to just do one. So we did four songs there, put together a great rhythm section. And we did four of the songs there with that group, drummer from Roddy and Eric's band, Jermaine Prejean. The bass player was with Buckwheat for many years, and I've known since he recorded on the Sing It, which was the record I made with Irma Thompson and Tracy Nelson. And his name is Lee Allen Zeno. And so it was just perfect. Everything about going there was delightful. And we got those four songs there. And then came back here and recorded with my band and with another rhythm section. Then we put all the horns on and the background vocals, which are entirely Carolyn Wonderland and Shelley King and Eric, my horn player, and in some cases just the guys in the band.
You're coming to the Woodward Theater in Cincinnati's Over the Rhine on Tuesday, May 29th. I'm sure folks are going to be able to hear some of the songs from your new album as well as some of your other releases.
Yeah, we're playing most of them. I guess we probably will be doing all of them. And it's just unusual because we, you know, often you record and then you pretty quickly weed out the songs, you know, and you get down to maybe doing two or three or four of them. But on the Tattooed Lady record, we did a lot of the songs from that. And I am a little sad to let some of them go. But Shine Bright, it just rolls. You know, we just can keep playing those songs. So pretty excited about that.
And Ricky Nye and Chris Douglas will be opening for you. Have you met Ricky Nye before?
I sure have. I've played Boogie Woogie Fest with him.
He's a great player, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, Marsh, thanks for taking the time to talk with us about your new album.
I appreciate you doing it. I'm looking forward to coming.
Well, you know Cincinnati loves you, and congratulations on being the 2018 Texas State Musician of the Year.
Woo-hoo!
All righty, take care.
Okay, thank you.
I've been speaking with Marsha Ball, who's on tour to promote her new Alligator release, Shine Bright. Tickets are still available for her show at the Woodward Theater on Main Street and Over the Rhine on Tuesday, May 29th. Doors open at 6 with music starting at 7. Ricky Nye and Chris Douglas will be opening her show. I'm Lee Hay.